Today we'll be beginning Siman Mem Gimel. The title of the Siman is Din Ichle Hisnai Bisfilin Vihi Konsola Vihisakisei. How should one act with their tefillin when entering the bathroom? In Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Asur Likonis Levesakisei Kavua Lahashtin Bisfilin Shabirosho. One is not permitted to enter into a permanent bathroom while wearing tefillin to urinate Gzereshe Mayaseb Hamtsrachav, because we're afraid that maybe the person will then have to defecate. Ochazon Biyado. However, if you're holding the tefillin in your hand, Mutter Lahashtin Bahamavesakisei Kavua, then it would be permissible to urinate even in a permanent bathroom. The Rama says, "V'hainu davka kishemashdin miyushav deliko lemicha shlehitzotzos." This is assuming that you're urinating while sitting, because then we're not concerned that there are going to be sprinkles of urine that will get on your clothing. Avol mashdin meumad pshita de'aser delo adif mibeis hakisei arai. However, if you urinate while standing up, then it's a problem, because it's no worse, no different than a temporary bathroom where you're also not allowed to urinate standing up because of the concern of the sprinkles of urine that may get on your clothing. However, if you're urinating while sitting down, or you urinate into certain patches of dirt where the urine will be dissolved, there's no concern that there's going to be sprinkles of urine getting on your clothing, then even in a temporary bathroom, it will be permissible to do so while wearing tefillin. There is no distinction between a permanent or a temporary bathroom in this regard. The only difference between a temporary and a permanent bathroom is that a permanent bathroom typically is a person goes to the bathroom while sitting down. It's used to defecate as well, whereas a temporary bathroom, you usually go standing up, because it's typically not used for defecation. In a temporary bathroom, you're allowed to urinate while your tefillin are still on your head. But if you're holding your tefillin, then you're not allowed to urinate while standing, even if you're holding onto them with your clothing. Because you have to scrub off the sprinkles of urine with your hand from your clothing. Rather, you should remove your tefillin when you're 4 amos away from the bathroom and give them to your friend to watch until you're done using the bathroom. The Rambam assumes that you're not allowed to urinate when tefillin are on your head, whether we're talking about a permanent or a temporary bathroom, and we should be concerned for the opinion of the Rambam. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Lahashtin, Hamaganavrabisiv Katan Tes Kosav, the Mashakosav Hamachaber Lahashtin, Liravusa Naka, that which the Shulchan Aruch mentioned, the idea of urinating was mentioned as a chiddush, namely the Afilu Lahashtin, Afapisha Huchayav Shalom, even though a person has to urinate, it's a biological need of a person, nonetheless, Azer Likanes, one is not permitted to enter a bathroom with tefillin in order to urinate, the Kol Shekhen Shalom Litzorch, and certainly to enter a bathroom with tefillin for no reason at all, for sure would be problematic. Bisfilin Sheberosha, who Adin Divazroa Nam. The same would be true that putting tefillin on, that wearing your tefillin shalyat also would be problematic to wear a tefillin shalyat while entering a bathroom. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch specified wearing tefillin on your head was coming to exclude a case where you were holding the tefillin in your hand. In other words, in a case where you were holding the tefillin wrapped in clothing in your right hand opposite your heart. If you're holding the tefillin in your hand, then you're not allowed to go into the bathroom, because you may come to clean off the sprinkles of urine. So who adin kishahim berosho de aser, and the same would be true when the tefillin are on your head. The chayshiran shema yeshiv yaseb hem tzrachav, because we're concerned that maybe you're going to sit down and then use the bathroom while wearing the tefillin. Tichuach obim ko midron, or if you urinate on an incline, on a slope, that would also be okay. Nam yishari ve'inchiluk umikol makom yishiluk tzas devekevadi yishchashah shema yaseb tzrachav. When it comes to a permanent bathroom where there's a possibility that you may have to defecate, then the tefillin have to be not only wrapped in clothing, but also you also have to be holding them. But when it comes to a temporary bathroom, even just holding the tefillin in your hand, even if they're not wrapped in clothing, would be sufficient. Because there's no concern that the sprinkles of urine are going to get on your clothing. When it comes to a temporary bathroom where there's no concern that you may come to defecate in it, but the only issue is that you may come to flatulate or pass gas in the bathroom, there's a concern that you may come to scrub off the sprinkles of urine that got onto your clothing with the hand in which you're holding your tefillin. That which the Shulchan Aruch told us that you're not allowed to urinate while standing, that was referring both to a temporary as well as a permanent bathroom. And then when the Shulchan Aruch said that you have to remove the tefillin when you're 4 amos away, that was talking about a permanent bathroom. Because if we're talking about a temporary one, then you should be able to remove your tefillin and urinate right away and not at a distance of 4 amos. Because then he himself would not be allowed to hold on to the tefillin, even if we're talking about a permanent bathroom. And as we'll see later on, the cases where he's holding the tefillin in his clothing, that wrapped in clothing, and he's holding them in his hand, since we're talking about a case where he's urinating standing up, we're concerned that maybe there are going to be sprinkles of urine that get onto the clothing. The same is true if he's wearing his tefillin shel yad, because we're concerned that he may come to pass gas while wearing tefillin. But if the tefillin are still in their tefillin case and he's holding the case in his hand, then and everyone agrees that you're allowed to urinate while holding the tefillin case, because when you're, the tefillin are in their case, there's no issue with passing gas. If let's say it's going to cause you to miss davening with the minyan, then you can rely on the first opinion. You have to be exceptionally careful, however, that you don't come to pass gas while wearing tefillin. But our minhag is that we remove the shalrosh. You should also remove the straps of the shalyad from the palm of your hand so that you don't come to use it to scrub off the sprinkles of urine that got onto your clothing. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up this base tomorrow.